Hello, welcome to 5 Minute Stories. This is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C. Hope you are doing fantastic. This is the very first podcast for 5 Minute Stories, and I'm a little giddy about it. So thanks for joining in. And bottom line, the love for super short storytelling drives this show. Now, I tell you what, before we get started with the first story, a neat friend in New York posted a photo on Instagram, and it was a photo of a woman's pair of sunglasses and also a man's, like, winter work glove. And she invited me to just write a story inspired by that photo. So with that image of mine, the sunglasses, the glove next to each other on a counter, this story comes to you, and the title is Well-Tended Relics. She never thought she'd see that glove again, but there it was, clutched in her cat's mouth. Her cherished pet, Celine Satin Paws, or just Celine for the more impatient, stared up at her now as if her feline expedition had recovered a piece of backyard nonsense. The cat regarding the find like a generic thing she could easily forgive, but the memories the glove evoked were harder to let go. Years before, her husband wore it when tending the garden. Way back then, it was a part of this, you know, matched set of winter gloves fit for men, and all the tomatoes, pear trees, onions, and earthy stuff invited her husband's care all the time. And now, with one scavenger hunt by her cat, her mind flooded with the past. She recalled when her younger cat, Celine, would gently claw at her husband's side for hours near his squatted knees and mounds of soil. She would leave them to their diligence in the sun while she brought them refreshment, you know, sometimes melon slices for him and minced deli chicken for the cat. She watched her two devoted gardeners work away as if the sun, seeds, and lively dirt were made just for them. And one afternoon, when slicing melon, he approached her with a gift. "It's for your squinting eyes. They will protect you," he said back then while giving her a pair of sunglasses. More soil and fruits and sunshine came for a long time for the two of them and the cute cat, Celine Satin Paws. Then one day, she saw his gloves twinge a little when tending the onion patch. No big deal, she thought. Then his gloved hands jerked again at the tomato plants one summer with a strange domineering spasm. Then came more spasms, then doctor's visits, and then a diagnosis. She recalled keeping her sunglasses on almost all the time at that point to hide the aching disappointment from his view. And soon after the funeral, she buried one of his gloves near their favorite pear tree out back. Doing so at that time maintained his gardening somehow and kept his presence inevitable. But as her cat now, right now, reminded her again, even such buried treasure cannot escape the patrol of the living. So her mind returned fully to the present moment and her cat. She reached down to retrieve the old glove from Celine Satin Paws and placed it next to her sunglasses, both now relics of a garden well tended. And that is our 5 minutes of storytelling fun today. I also want to note that my buddy and I started doing this little game of sharing photos and writing stories right at the time when my husband and I celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary. So just love of partnership and companionship were swirling around, or was swirling around, and that plus Shia's neat photo brought this story to light. This is Jill Foster in DC. Thanks for joining in the first podcast for 5 Minute Stories, and wherever you are, I hope your next slice of storytelling fun is just around the corner.